Christian Parenting.
This is Cynthia Yanoff, and you're listening to Pardon the Mess. Each week, we have honest discussions about the ups and downs of parenting and the lessons God is teaching us along the way. It's real, it's fun, and it's biblical. Life is messy. Don't walk the parenting road alone. Hey guys, welcome to Pardon the Mess. This is Cynthia, and I am thrilled you are here because it is week two of our two-part announcement. Now that I said that, it came out super weird, but bear with me, everyone. Last week, if you missed, you need to go back and listen because it's so good. But this week, I will give you a little head start, and that is that I am handing off Pardon the Mess. Today is the last episode, and I'm handing it off to my very good friend, Courtney DeFeo, who's sitting here. Hi, Courtney.
Hello. Hello. In the last 2 days since we recorded the first one, some really important stuff has happened. I feel like we're friends now. I need to confess. I need to just share with you.
Throw it out there.
At that point. So are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I got highlights in my hair. What I'm here to tell you is that I can't send Larson to college now because I was like, this is a great idea, as if it was adding like whipped cream onto a Frappuccino. It was like, and then at the end of the bill, I was like, you can't go back. They're like, hi, here's covering your gray. Mm-hmm. Here's the haircut. And here is now your new highlights. And I didn't, and I like, you have to swipe your credit card, but I was like, holy mess.
Yes.
So that's what's happening here.
Highlights,
I may just go to the
cost
old
a fortune.
Box formula.
Yeah.
Back to the box. What's happening in your world? What happened the last couple of days that I need to know about?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me tell you, I feel your pain. And in fact, I pay too much for my hair, but you know what costs more than doing my hair? My dog. And everyone, you can laugh and roll your eyes. Apparently, we didn't know we bought a golden doodle. That's expensive business. So I feel you. And I'm going to tell you a story about this, though, now that you asked my quirky story. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Interesting last few days. Okay. So when I was little, my parents were telling me recently that my dad would go on a business trip and I'd start crying. Like, he'd be gone for like a day and I would tear up. And like, she'd take me to school and she's like, oh my gosh, are we going to be able to get the girl to school? And she's like, your dad will be home tomorrow. And like, listen, there's no like leaving past for me or no like history that would lead that. I just kind of had that quirk. Well, I'm not really a crier, like very rarely. And so what's funny is fast forward, I send my kids to school, right? I cried so hard when my second went to kindergarten that the kindergarten teacher asked me to leave. Like, she's like, I think he'll be better if you're not here. And my husband's like, oh my gosh. So every year I cry when I take my kids to school. It's the weirdest thing. Courtney, I took a kid to college. Holy moly, you saying college made me think of that. I'm like, forget it. Like, if I can't send the kid for half day kindergarten without bawling, right? And so,
no, I get this.
Right?
I threatened in Ella because she wants to go to Auburn, and that's where I went.
Yeah.
I was like, don't be surprised if your first day of school, I'm hiding under your bed like a weird creeper. It's like, hey, you want me to go to class with you? Maybe I can get another degree. I'm gonna have a hard time.
Yes.
But you're going ahead of me, so you can help me when I'm
oh
crying.
My heavens. So yeah. So anyway, here we are now, last day of Pardon the Mess. I'm fine. I'm like, let's do this. I'm so excited. I'm excited about the future of Pardon the Mess, everything. I'm getting dressed. Everyone's texting me. I just teared up again. Everyone's texting me. Somebody dropped off sweet Jill that's run this podcast. Darling Jill. Dropped off a bundt cake. I bawled. And so everyone.
Yeah, bundt cake will do it. A bundt cake will bring the tears.
So anyway,
but Cynthia, let me tell you first of all, I'm going to get to interview you today.
So
and
fun.
I will tell you, like anything you've poured your heart into, which I know you have, you've built this from nothing with Jill to millions of listeners. Like, of course you're teary. All of us, it's in those transitions where you know God is working. And
for
we talked about
sure.
the last time when it's certain that you're supposed to make that step, but it's unclear.
Yeah.
It's a doozy. So bring on the tears. I'm with you. I'll throw in a joke every now and then to make you stop. So did you have anything? I felt like right before we got on, you had something you needed to tell me about. Like, what happened to one of your hair tools? Because this is major.
Oh my gosh, my blow dryer, like totally. I don't know what it was doing, but it went super all heat, hot. Like, it was burning my scalp, and then it shut off for a while, and it was a whole thing. And so I'm like, well, maybe I won't be on the last episode of Pardon the Mess. That's awkward. Be like, she would be there, but her hair dryer didn't work. So
you can have a towel in your hair. That feels messy.
Yes,
I love
yes.
that.
So that's where we are on that. So yes, I'm okay. so thrilled to do this. And how fun for you to like turn the tables, ask me whatever you want. And
well, I was thinking this morning, I'm like, your obedience opened a door to something I was afraid of. You know, we talked about in the last episode, I've kind of been off the radar for a few years for health reason. And just the timing of how God lined it all up for both of us, I think gave both of us peace that this was supposed to be where we're headed. So I do want to back up. I know this wasn't an easy decision. Like I said, you built this. with our friend Jill and the folks at Christian Parenting, but this can't be an easy thing to walk away when it's going well. You're in your sweet spot. So back up, give us a history of Pardon the Mess and what led you to this decision.
Yeah. Okay. So Pardon the Mess is crazy because literally when I was working with Christian Parenting, one day I was like, you know, I think that we need a podcast. And that's funny coming from me because I'm like not technologically savvy. I'm not ahead of the curve on anything. And everyone's like, a podcast. I was like, yeah. And so never did I think like I would host it. I'm just like, we got a brand. Someone will do a podcast. I think everybody's podcasting now. And so long story short, I'm like, well, I'll just do the first one and let's just see, would anybody listen? And it just like from there, it was like this most meager offering of a girl who knows nothing about podcasting to like watching the Lord just bless it and bless it and bless it. And I mean, bless it, like spiritually speaking, more importantly than anything, just how it's impacted my life, but the lives of so many people that have reached out and talked about it and how we pray together and all the things. But then even from like a measurable stance, ridiculous how the Lord blessed it. The numbers, the people that were, we begged, Jill and I begged people to be on it at first to coming to a point where like, oh my gosh, we just got something from so-and-so and they've asked to be on it. We're like, what? How did this happen?
And well, so, she told me yesterday that y'all had a dream list and you got every single one, but maybe one. I mean, hundreds of people. And she just said it was just, y'all would get so excited because it was like, we got it. But you've had some major guests and we'll talk about some of your favorite shows later. But tell us, you know, for the people like me, I'm like an inside private investigator. Like I'm like a sleuth on the internet. So for the people that are going to Google trying to find out, what happened? Did she get fired? Is she leaving for this reason? Can you tell the good people that this is simply a pivot? Tell them what your focus is for your new one. You know, there's no hidden like money laundering or anything like that.
There is money laundering. That's funny. No, there is literally, I wish I had a more exciting story to tell you guys. Although God's stories are always exciting. But the thing about God's stories is they're not necessarily exciting in the moment. In the moment, they're like, huh, that's just weird. Like what? Right. What are we talking about? And so no, there's no backstory. There's no reason. I mean, if anything, you guys, it's been so cool to see how God has orchestrated this. I've found in my life that the Lord can sometimes very gently push me towards something and sometimes very forcefully. And this has been this gentle nudge that's getting more and more forceful where the Lord is literally, I've just seen him releasing me from part of the mess and saying, I have something new. And I'm going to read you a quote. Are you ready, everyone? Brace yourself.
I'm ready.
I was reading this really awesome article. It's in Desiring God. It's called Appointed and Disappointed, Four Lessons for Passing Leadership. Now you see that and you're like, I would never read that. That might be really boring. Well, I read it, everyone. I don't know why. It's by John Bloom. But this is the one quote I want to read to you. And it talks about disappoints, like play on words. You're disappointed, maybe, but how the Lord is disappointing you, how he appointed you at one time and then he disappoints you. And he says, what I mean are there's times when the Lord disappoints us from roles and responsibilities to which we had once been appointed to. For every appointment, there will be a corresponding disappointment. For every calling we embrace, there will eventually be a corresponding calling to release. And this, isn't that so good? Like this is,
I wish I had read that about 15 years ago. We talked about it in the first episode, but when I left Chick-fil-A headquarters to be a stay-at-home mom, like it was tough. Yeah. I had a lot of tears. And I even just the other day, I walked back into that office and it all came rushing back. And I know that we're not alone. There is definitely people listening. They don't have to be a podcaster or whatever, but they're making a transition and it's teary and it's hard, but we're trusting God because you know, like your rocks of faithfulness, he's been faithful before. So why go another way?
Exactly. Can I, but let me add one other funny thing to this. And so if we wanted there to be more to the story, like the Lord would never let that happen. Very, very openly and necessarily, did I go to the powers that be and the people we love at Christian Parenting and said like, hey, I think it's time. And it has all been great. And so as they were working on putting someone new in the place, in this place as the host, you know, you have those moments of like, ooh, who will it be? Like, you know, it's not my spot anymore, but ooh, who's this going to be? And so finally, I went to my friends. I found out who it was going to be. I didn't know sweet Courtney DeVeo, but now I know you so well. So it's weird that I didn't know you. And I went over to a friend's house and everyone can hopefully relate to this and laugh. But I went to my friend's house and I was like, okay, well, they found a new host for Pardon the Mess. And so, you know, I'm excited about that, but it's hard and all that. And this is what my friend says, you guys. It is so funny. She goes, well, because this is what good friends do. Whoever it is, they are not going to be you and blah, blah, blah. And she kind of, you know, gives the pep talk. And she goes, who is it, by the way? I said, oh, you probably don't know her. It's Courtney DeVeo. She goes, oh, oh, shoot, man, she is, I love her. She's like, you know what? That's not a step down, Cynthia. That is not. And she goes and pulls books. She pulls out your like scripture card. She's like, I followed her on social. And we died laughing. And I was like, isn't that just the Lord? Like, I didn't even know you personally. And my dearest of friends is like, oh, she's the bomb. And now that I know you,
you're so sweet.
Y'all, she's the
bomb.
But
I do think it's like, as we're both older, I'm in my late 40s, and I think we're to a point in life and and hopefully a little mature than we were 10 years ago to be like, this is not a competition. There's plenty of room for people to walk in their calling and bring people to Jesus and encourage people. There's just, if there was only one church in the world, that would be bad.
Yeah.
But there's one on every corner, and we need people encouraging us.
Imagine a home where reading, creating, and learning happen naturally. The all-new resource from Classical Conversations, Scribblers at Home, Recipes from Lifelong Learners, is designed to help parents of children ages 4 to 8 cultivate these habits into simple daily rhythms inside the home. Through step-by-step activities, Scribblers at Home will be your guide to teach your child the basic skills of learning while having fun along the way. To learn more, go to scribblersathome.com/mess.
Next question. I want to know what your prayer has been throughout this transition. I do think it will encourage people. And similar with me, it's not audible. God's not sending you a letter in the mail like, you will do this, step one, two, three. So what has your prayer been through the transition, and what has kind of been your conversation with God through just knowing if this is the right thing to do?
Yeah. You know, my prayer has been, ever since I felt the Lord like just calling me into new ground, my prayer has been that He will call me to work with Joanna Gaines. No, I'm kidding. But I am obsessed with Joanna Gaines. I love her, but no, that has not been my prayer.
Amen.
But, you know, amen, right? Joanna, we're here. No, my prayer has been, Lord, do what only You can do. And that has been my focus, like just keep pointing out and putting in place things that only You could do that I can't manipulate or contrive, because then I know it's from You. And from the moment that I've set the ball in motion and I've chosen obedience, because listen, I love to choose disobedience more. From that moment, I've seen the things. And I got to believe it for all of us, for Part of the Mess, for you, Courtney, the Lord is going to do what only He can do in our lives when we are obedient and we lay it down. And I read this quote from Barnhouse that said, 90% of knowing the will of God consists in willingness to do it before it's known. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I'm like, yes, like, that's just it, you guys. And I just want to make this broader. This isn't all about me or Courtney. Like, as you're listening, we're all facing places where we feel like the Lord's nudging and maybe pursuing us and saying, hey, like, and I would just want to say, I want to speak into that and say, you guys do it. Like, do the thing, whatever that is. And if that's just, you know, and not to minimize this, but if that's just a meal across the street or whatever it is, like,
yes.
90% of knowing the will of God consists in the willingness to do it before it's known. And so I don't know what's fully known, but my prayer has been all along is just do what only You can do. And my goodness, if He hasn't done that through our friendship and putting you in as the new host and just a million other things that I'm not going to talk out here, but you know, that are so exciting, that's just the Lord just being good and gracious.
Yeah. I have found in my life that He repeats things, and He is so sweet to kind of affirm big things like this.
Yes.
And I think for both of us, we had lunch at a friend's house, and it was the day before I got the official offer, I think. I can't remember the timing, but we sat down at a lunch side by side, and I was able to look at you and know you. And I just felt the Lord pressing me to say, like, I want to honor you above all else. I want you to feel honored in the work that you did. And I think both of us walked away with just this sweet affirmation that was like, oh my word, God orchestrated this whole thing. And He repeated Himself, which is really sweet for both of us to have assurance that, like we said, even though it's not clear, we're going to walk forward in certainty that we're supposed to step forward. So I am pumped for you. We're going to talk at the end how people can find you, CynthiaYanoff.com. And we're going to have people go connect with you. But tell me, let's go back to Part in the Mess. You have been doing this for several years while parenting your own people and have so many conversations with people around the area of parenting. So tell us some favorite episodes, or tell us of maybe something God really taught you through parenting. I think one of the challenging things about a podcast host is you're trying to engage and be the host and listen, but you're also learning at the same time. So I know that's like 8 questions in one and not what real podcasters do, but talk about some of that.
Well, listen, I love 8 questions in one. You know, yes, there's been so many moments where I've been in the moment of talking to someone. And sometimes I'm like a little like, I hate to use this word, but a little starstruck, like Max Lucado. People know, like I just geek out. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Max Lucado. But then there's some moments that I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this is surreal in the message and how it's speaking to me. And one of those was when I had the chance to talk with David Green, who's the CEO of Hobby Lobby. And we just went out on a whim. I'm like, Jill, let's see if he'll come on. And he literally said yes. And we're like, what in the world? And here's what I will say struck me as he's talking about this, about his life, is how he wasn't very good in school. And he really didn't have big aspirations from a small town. His parents didn't have any money. His dad was a minister, big family. Their parishioners or their church would donate fruit and vegetables to them and clothing because they had nothing. And then his parents would tithe their meager income over on what was given to them. Like they would just figure out what they thought that was worth. And he was talking about this and I was thinking about his parents and that impact. And I said, you know, like, tell me what your parents did. Like, what can we know as parents from how they raised this guy that now has, I mean, Hobby Lobby for heaven's sakes. And he said that every time that he made the next step up, started at a five and dime, which probably wouldn't have been his parents' choice, but he loved it. And then he got into management and then he kept working his way up. Every time he'd go and say, Mom and Dad, look what happened. They would say, what are you doing for the Lord? What are you doing for the Lord? And here's the thing, Courtney, like they didn't know that this guy one day was going to own Hobby Lobby. He's been called by, I think it's Forbes, the biblical billionaire. I mean, they didn't know who he was going to be, but God did. And how faithful they were in the small things of tithing when they didn't have the money to tithe, the small things of pointing him back to the Lord when he wasn't maybe following a path they would have necessarily chosen. Like those small things made him, along with the Lord, obviously, into who he is. Mm. And that, in that moment of listening, I'm like, oh my gosh, like drop it all. We don't have to have all the things and be the perfect parents. Like right. God has a plan. Just be faithful in the small.
Have you guys heard of the online learning program called IXL? My kids were actually required to do IXL as a part of their school, and they would roll their eyes when it was time. But I think they would tell you years later, and I would tell you, that it really worked and it helped them so much. They received the help they needed in subjects where they were struggling. And I know other parents at our school that used it for their kids that are ahead and they weren't getting challenged enough in the classroom. IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum and your child's classroom learning. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting it to each child. It meets them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. And the best part is IXL is easy for parents. Don't we need that? One site gets you all you need, and IXL customizes learning for each child in your family and their specific needs. IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, and it makes it simple to find activities for the exact skills that you are covering. It also offers instant feedback and explanations of the topics as the kids use the program, which is super helpful. So you can feel confident as a parent that your kids will gain an understanding of the skills they are learning. Make an impact today on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And pardon the mess, listeners can get an exclusive 20% off an IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. You probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately, but did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers, this one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, Avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. I love that. I've gone back and listened to several of your episodes, and I think as a parent, we're doing the thing. We're going to carpool, we're going to Target, Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, we're dropping the kids' uniform off like we're in circles, and I think we can get really head down and overwhelmed with the day-to-day. And I love that reason that podcasts can pull you up and remind you that God is doing major stuff in the world with unlikely people, ordinary people like you and I. And I just love that. I think you did such a great job of bringing on so many specific categories and struggles for us as parents, but then super inspiring believers that have just gone to the, used what they had, been faithful. Yeah. And okay, man, we could probably go on for hours just about all that you learned through all these awesome guests. And I encourage people, if you're new and you're coming over here because I made an announcement, I pray that you will go back. There's so many good episodes that you're going to love listening to that Part of the Mess has done for years. So how can folks keep up with you? The folks that are a little bit sad right now, they're like, wait, I listen to my best friend every day. I'm Part of the Mess. So how can they keep up with you and connect you and stay in touch?
That's funny. It's like literally you're just talking to my mom. I feel like Courtney. But if anybody else out there wants to, no, I'm teasing. But no, I'm thankful for that. And that's just how precious is your heart that you keep asking that. But you guys, you have plenty of time for two podcasts. So start with Pardon the Mess because we love Pardon the Mess. But you can find me at Mesmerized with Cynthia Ganoff. It's easy to find. Just put two S's in it. And then I would love for you to follow me on social. So at Cynthia Ganoff, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. And then, yeah, it'll all be on CynthiaGanoff.com.
Love it.
Mesmerized would be a gift.
All right. I told her I would try not to make her cry too often. But one of the things that I don't think we all do very well, if you have a great pastor or a podcast you love, you assume they know the impact that they're having on people. And I know Cynthia did this for the Lord and that alone for his glory. But I would love y'all to take a moment, and I'm not looking at you because I don't want to cry, but I want people to go just say thanks. And if any episode impacted you or she was a special encouragement to you during a hard season of parenting, will you go DM her on Instagram or Facebook or go to her website and use the contact form? Just really reach out. I know she would love that and would bless her. I feel like to know that her friends are with her.
So sweet. You're so sweet.
I love encouragement. I'm like, let's go blow up her DMs, everyone, so much that she can't get back to everybody.
You're such an encouragement.
All right. Let's close with this. I know you want to pray. We're both fighting over who can pray.
Okay.
But I do want to know, I know there's one more episode that you'd like to share about that was particularly touching in this season for you.
Well, yes, it's an old episode. And so when y'all were asking me to think of a few of my favorites, I was like, what are my favorites? But this one, I was in Nashville. Jill and I went to Nashville. I mean, there's story upon story Jill and I could tell you. Someday maybe we will. But we interviewed the funniest people, the coolest people. And my daughter was with us. We were doing a college tour while we were in Nashville. And my daughter was with us. And so I asked her to do one of the interviews. And we surprised her. And Sadie Robertson came. And she loved Sadie Robertson. And we were a little surprised too. She came. I mean, I'm as shocked as the next guy. She showed up. It was so much fun. But she came with then her fiance. And so Christian, and everyone in that age genre knows who they are. And my daughter, when she got starstruck, it was comical. Couldn't even ask questions. She was like, so we laugh about that. But
I might be the same way with Sadie and Christian.
Oh, it was so awesome. But the another person that came in was Mike Donahue, and he is it's 10th Avenue North, I believe, is his band. And he was amazing. And he sang, you guys. And that's what makes it one of my favorites. I could tell you story upon story of people that said incredible things. But this guy, literally, we were in a studio in Nashville. And he picked up his guitar. And he's like, listen, I'll play a little song for you at the end. I think I asked him to. And he's like, sure, I'll do that. And he sang. And the song he sang was maybe one of my favorite songs at that time. Still one of my favorites. Just incredible song. And so we're going to play a little clip of it right here so you can hear him singing on Pardon the Mess.
God, you don't need me. Somehow you want me, or how you love me. Somehow it frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go. Oh, God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me, or how you love me. Somehow it frees me to open my hands. hands up and give you control. 'Cause you want me, somehow you want me. The King of Heaven wants me. So this world has lost its grip on me. God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to take my hands off of my life and the way it should go. Oh, God, you don't need me, but somehow you want me. Oh, how you love me. Somehow that frees me to open my hands up and give you control. God, I give you control. Oh, give you control. I wanna give you control. Help me surrender control.
Okay, so I mean, like, if that doesn't speak truth, like, take my hands off of my life and how it should go. Open my hands and give you control. Like, that's just my prayer for my life, for your life, Courtney, for Pardon the Mess, for Mesmerize, for anything that, like, the Lord's calling us to, and everyone listening. Like, we're two people, like, however many people hear this, thousands of people hear this, like, listen, like, let's take our hands off. And that's my prayer, that we just take our hands off, give him control.
I love that. And especially the people that are listening are parents. That is, yeah, one of the hardest things we do is, I think I have a tight, tight grip. And we joked about it at the beginning, but I have a super tight grip on my girls. And the reality that I'm having to let go and let them be little adults is really daunting. And so I'm really proud of you for letting go of something you love so much, like a child. You're like literally passing something you love and built to me. And I'm honored. And I pray that I'll do it half as good as you did. And I'm really thank you for just your obedience. It's opening doors for me.
So. Well, Courtney, I think you're amazing. And everyone, I think Courtney's amazing and is just going to pick up and do amazing things from here. And I'm just glad to have the new friend. I mean, seriously, to have this new friendship and you live close to me and all the things. And so thank you for being so gracious. And this last episode was so fun. The last two, everyone keep listening. She's got fun things coming this summer. She has great guests coming. And so anyway, Courtney, anyway, I can support you. I am.
Love you.
I'm here.
Love you, friend. Okay. Proud of you.
Do you want to fight? Like, it's awkward if we fight over who. Maybe this is the real behind-the-scenes scoop. Who gets to pray at the end? How about I start us and you close us?
I would love that.
Okay.
Love that.
All right. Dear Lord, thank you so much for sweet Courtney DeFeo, Lord. Thank you for creating her and making her so much fun and so kind. And Lord, she's just so grounded and centered on you. And her obedience, Lord, it just brings me to want to be more and more obedient. So thank you for this friendship and thank you for this podcast and thank you for all the fun years, and thank you for every person. Everyone, let's say I'm bawling again. Thank you for every person that's listened to this, every kid represented. Just bless them, Lord. And we just thank you. You're good and you're kind. And I just look forward to new transitions and new days and to see what you've done. And Lord, may we come back together, Courtney and I, just talk about the goodness that you're doing, what only you can do in my life, in her life, and everyone listening, Lord. May people just from this point on say, like, the Lord is moving. We're seeing it. Spark revival, Lord. Start with something as small and meager as this and do what only you can do. In your name we pray.
Lord, I am just grateful and humbled at this opportunity and just super thankful for Cynthia and Jill and all the folks at Christian Parenting that made this happen the last several years. And your hand was all over it. And like she said, the numbers of families represented that were encouraged, that were pointed to you and felt hope when they felt really in the middle of their mess. I love Cynthia's vulnerability, her humor, her, you know, honesty about being an imperfect parent. It just makes us all feel so seen. And so I pray, Lord, that you will bless Mesmerized in the same way with her obedience, that you will just put wind to it and your spirit all over it, that she will. We're just expanding the territory, and we want people at the end of the day to know you, to follow you, to love you, and individuals represented and families. And we just submit all this to you and thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings that come through this great technology of podcasting. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Can I give one last shout out before we go?
Yes.
Hey, Jill Jefferson, thank you so much. and all the Christian parenting people. It's been amazing. And Jeanette, happily, like, you have the patience, oh, the patience to edit the way you edit, especially for a girl who talks so fast. I talk so fast. So thanks to everyone. And thanks to every one of you guys for listening. It's been fun.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Pardon the Mess. As always, we've got more encouragement and resources over at christianparenting.org. And you can also stay connected with us on social media over at Pardon the Mess or christianparenting_org. Remember, you're never alone in this beautiful mess of parenting.